The war between fintech company BharatPay and former managing director Ashnir Grover, co-founder of the company, has now reached Singapore. Earlier, the company has besieged him in two cases in India itself. There is a civil case registered in the Delhi High Court, while a criminal case is also going on with the Economic Offences Wing. BharatPay has filed an application with the International Arbitration Centre of Singapore to withdraw the company's stake and co-founder's title held by Ashnir Grover. Right now, these shares of the company are in the restricted category. Ashnir Grover will suffer this loss. Quoting sources aware of this, the agency reported on Friday that BharatPay has filed this application a day earlier under the rules of the Singapore International Arbitration Centre. If this application of BharatPay is accepted, then Ashnir Grover may have to lose both the company's shares and the title of co-founder held by him. Ashnir has so many shares of BharatPay. At present, Ashnir Grover holds about 8.5% stake in BharatPay. However, out of this, 1.4% shareholding is in the restricted category. Shareholding in this category means that the shareholding received as an employee of the company cannot be transferred. First sent notice, then BharatPay reached Singapore. Sources informed that the company had earlier sent a legal notice to Ashnir Grover asking him to return these shares. For restricted category shares, there is also a provision to withdraw them in the agreement with the shareholders. However, there is no official response from BharatPay yet regarding this arbitration case. Battle of BharatPay and Grover's. Earlier this year, BharatPay accused Ashnir Grover of embezzling and cheating the company's funds. After this, Ashnir Grover and his wife Madhuri Jan Grover were shown the way out of the company. However, the round of allegations and counter-allegations continued between the two sides. In this sequence, BharatPay has recently filed a civil suit against the Grover couple and their three relatives in the Delhi High Court. At the same time, a criminal complaint has also been lodged with the Economic Offences Wing. The company has demanded 88.67 crore rupees from him as compensation. Trouble started after the audio of abusing. Ashnir Grover's troubles actually started only after one of his audios went viral. He had invested in the IPO of Nykaa company through Kotak Bank. After the share deal was not completed, the audio of Hi.